AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. What's left of what was once Hurricane Ida is moving up the East Coast. Flooding knocked about 20 homes off their foundations and washed several trailers away in Virginia. Up to 8 inches of rain is possible in areas from Pennsylvania to Massachusetts. Hurricane Ida knocked out electricity to a lot of homes in Louisiana and Mississippi.
They've been able to get the power back on for some folks in New Orleans, but the energy company says reconnecting everybody is going to take time. Resident C.C. Rock has this question.
We pay an electricity bill that's upwards of $400 a month, and now we don't have electricity?
Raymond Rock says he's got faith.
I was born and raised in New Orleans, and New Orleans people are resilient. And we're going to get through this. We always do. So just hang tight. God is on our side.
Thousands of line workers are working to restore electricity. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 5 deaths are being blamed on Ida. The Supreme Court has not acted yet on a request to block a new law in Texas that bans most abortions. It's the most dramatic restriction on abortion rights in the country since the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion in 1973. 7 suburban Waco schools in Texas are closed for the rest of the week. 2 teachers died from the coronavirus. Jill Bottleberg is with the Connolly Independent School District.
It's very heartbreaking as far as for our students and staff.
Thick smoke from the Caldor fire enveloped the city of South Lake Tahoe in California, which was all but deserted. Crews are trying to keep the flames from reaching Lake Tahoe. The Biden administration has a plan to build and restore more than 2 million homes, a response to the huge rise in housing prices over the past year. Supply and demand, a big issue. Researchers at the mortgage buyer Freddie Mac estimate the country is 3.8 million homes shy of what is needed to meet demand. This is AP News. European Union officials say the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan and the rushed evacuation shows the need for their own force.
Officials say the EU's dependence on US troops during the evacuation demonstrated the 27 nations bloc's lack of preparedness and independence. European Council President Charles Michel has asked, as a global economic and democratic power, can Europe be content with the situation where we are unable to ensure unassisted the evacuation of our citizens? EU members have floated the idea of setting up a 5,000-member standby force capable of quickly intervening. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
If this were a normal year, Labor Day would traditionally kick off the start of the end of model year vehicle clearance sales. But this hasn't been a normal year in the car business. Prices remain high because of a lack of semiconductor chips. Inventory is very low. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.